I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hello, everybody. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook with a news talk radio something WCCO. Adam, is the Twins game over yet? 3 hours and 51 minutes for a 3-1 ball game. A ball game that I enjoyed, but
yeah, it was a good game, but I had to turn it off. I mean, the dentures were out already. I tried to hang in there.
What time do the teeth normally come out at your house? What time does Downton Abbey? I'm thinking 7:15 teeth out, Downton Abbey's.
No, don't be ridiculous. It's like 8:30 usually.
8:30. Yes, exactly. Are you prepared Is it Polydent? Would Polydent be a dentures group?
Polydent, yeah.
Oh, is it Polydent? I didn't even know. The teeth are hanging in there. Are you prepared right now if, let's say, Ginny contacts you, zooms with you, says,
so,
Adam?
Like, I'd get rid of my teeth that I have.
Well, you have to. I mean, you have
get
to.
Some
for the
dentures.
Yeah. But you then would sign, let's say, 3-month deal. 3-month deal, good money, but you need to remove your teeth.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
And then you say, hi, 6-month deal.
If I got like a brand new set of veneers, I might do that.
When I think veneers, I just think almost big, frightening
shiny teeth. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Veneers. When you think veneers, you know, I've interviewed them an awful lot. But I kind of think Norm Coleman when I think veneers.
That's who I think about, too.
Dan Cook. We've got the greatest dentist on planet Earth, Dr. Lee Lira. Lee comes to you and says, I'm working with this new denture company. WCCO is involved. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take all your teeth out. We're going to work with Lira Dentures. And you're going to do spots for him for 6 months. Ian?
Sure, why not?
You're taking all your teeth out.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm already down a couple, so, I mean, it's really not that big a deal.
Well, I mean, to me, Adam, down a couple, it's a pretty big domino from then. How many total teeth do adults have? 32? Why do I have that number in my mind? I could be completely off. Could be a preview for Ask Adam Anything. How many teeth does a typical adult have in your mouth?
I just counted mine. I have 24.
Wow. Did you, like, put a pen in your mouth, or?
No, I just counted it with my tongue, counted my teeth. I feel like that's low. Maybe I'm on the low end. I have had a lot of teeth pulled.
I have two. And I,
like, wisdom teeth.
I 100% blame my father. I had such a weird existence. My mother... Naked yoga in the background, impeach Nixon signs, limited odd food. Then I go to my father's, white bread, Pepsi, and Stouffer's. I had way too many teeth taken out. Cook, I suppose we're having computer issues. Cook, you want to explain what's going on with at the nerve center right now, because we do have a little bit of a bit.
We have a bit, and I think we're going to be able to do the bit. We're just not going to be able to do it off the computer. I'm going to do it off my phone.
Oh, okay.
But the computer that I would use to connect to the internet usually has had some sort of issue switching from Dave Harrigan's profile to my profile. And so I've had to force restart it, which, you know, that's never fun to do. Now it's going to try and let me sign on, I think, maybe. I don't know. We're waiting for Windows 10 to cooperate. Here we come. But I do have a playlist of some of those songs on my phone that we can do if you want to do it that way.
Yeah, we're gonna in a little bit here for one segment. In fact, text away 651-989-9226. When you hear this song, you smile. It just brings a smile to your face when you hear this song. What's that song? What are those songs for you? 651-989-9226. We had some friendly jousting with the Hepla show last night. Carter, I think you won it when you pointed out they've stolen about 8 ideas from us. And then now one of the ideas we're thinking about stealing from them, I'm reading from at AC830. We've got a Wolverine that hasn't eaten in days, set to make this week's football pick. We'll let him loose in the studio, or at Dan Cook will be wearing a Colts jersey tied to the hindquarters of an elk. I'll be wearing Helga horns laying next to a pile of tofu. Sign me up. Is that this Friday?
We're still in talks about how we get the Wolverine here.
This is a terrible idea, by the way.
I think that's the person we need to have the talk with.
Where do you get a Wolverine?
I think we could pull off the Wolverine and the elk. I don't think we could pull off Cook, though.
No. No chance. No. This is a horrible idea.
So
this
just
is
don't
worse.
Look it in the eyes. This is fine.
Yeah, see, I don't trust you at all with that. And this is worse than your idea of having the scrolling sign on the front bumper. This is a terrible
idea. Oh, no, that's brilliant. And I guarantee you when that happens, it's going to make billions. Just for my enjoyment, $500 to charity of your choice if we can have a Wolverine.
No.
And it really, Adam, it has to be a hungry Wolverine, don't you think?
Oh, of course.
Well, he said it hasn't been fed in days, so I'm assuming it would be hungry. And $500 isn't nearly enough to dedicate to the charity of my choice, which would be my medical bills after this thing. Are you kidding?
I mean, you're locked on to the elk and you're trying
to... Yeah, what could possibly go wrong there?
Oh, Cardo, you know what, Adam? I believe in democracy. Let's vote on this. Who wants to see this idea? I'm yes. Adam?
Of course, it was my idea.
Yeah. So, Dan, you're one.
Yeah, let me tell you
about 2-1.
Let me tell you what I believe in, and that's not doing this bit. Man. The heck with your democracy.
Lack of commitment. All right, songs that make you smile. Text in right now.
If anybody says, don't worry, be happy, I'm going to come to your house with a Wolverine. Then you will be worried and you won't be happy.
I've got a list of songs that people are going to nominate and they drive me nuts. That's on my list. Don't worry. No, I'm worrying, Bobby McFerrin, and I don't worry because I push the button every time I hear it. Ask Adam anything. Let's go. Send us your questions also to 651-989-9226. That's at 1235. The governor of the state, Tim Walz, at 115. Alexander Mattison, Vikings running back who played well, who was an excellent interview. His team stunk. We'll talk about the game. We'll talk about his comments on social justice. And Bill O'Reilly is back on the show. Yes, that Bill O'Reilly. And I remind folks, the first time we had Bill O'Reilly on, post Fox, we did about a 20-minute interview, and about half of that was very pointed, direct questions on Fox departure. Very, very serious allegations, significant money he paid out. We've made the decision that I am not condoning that, but we think there's still a newsworthy quality having O'Reilly on. If you disagree with this, I understand that. I understand that 100%. O'Reilly obviously was an enormous factor, but these allegations were awful. He is still involved in the media game. He has pushed back adamantly on it. He has another book out, Killing Crazy Horse. So Bill O'Reilly, you may love him. You may not care for him at all. You may disagree with our decision. You may like our decision. We'll talk about the book and Donald Trump, someone he's written about, someone he's known for 30 years, and other politics. Bill O'Reilly's at 2:35. And part of our point is this show doesn't have on people who we only agree with. This show doesn't have on just people who are going to echo everything that we already think. Let's have some people on that maybe we don't agree with, that maybe you don't agree with, and the idea that we're not just following a single echo chamber. Songs that make you smile. We'll get to those when we come back. Oh, if you're not smiling right now, you should be shipped to Gitmo. One of the greatest songs in American history. Come on, Carter, roll those shoulders.
Carl Douglas?
Correct. I love this song. Yeah. Makes me smile every single time. Except when Mike just told me he knows this song only from Kung Fu Panda, and I just...
So you like people doing Asian appropriation, cultural appropriation.
That's what it is.
Wow.
I'm hoping for all white songs and then mocking non-whites. I think you've summed it up right there. That's it. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Tip your waitresses. You better agree with Kung Fu Funny. Are you kidding me?
No.
Pausing?
No.
Pausing on Kung Fu Fighting.
No.
All right. Let's see what else Dan has to play, and we'll see what's going on. I have this on my list.
It's got to be, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even people that can't dance start dancing when this song comes on.
I'm doing it in the office right now. The sprinkler. Carter's specialty is the cowboy. Okay. Bruno is brilliant, right, Adam? You're not gonna downplay Bruno.
No, Bruno is the real deal.
Yes. All right. Another song, Cook. Let's go.
Loading. It's loaded. Come on. Oh, I thought we had our computer issues resolved. All right, hang on.
All right.
Hang on. We'll go to the phone. I can do it from
here. Oh, go to the phone.
Give me a minute.
Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, no. Hang on. How do we get there? Okay, give me here.
Okay, figuring that out.
Yeah, go ahead.
While you're figuring that out, let's go. Okay, I should have picked up on this right away with Kung Fu Fighting. Is that kind of in the same category, Adam? For some, now, I don't like these songs nearly as much. But does that somehow fall in the category of the Macarena and YMCA?
What?
The kind of Kung Fu Fighting they think of. Certain moves, the song.
No, I don't think that. Is there an actual dance that goes along with Kung Fu Fighting?
Well,
other
yeah.
Other than out there you're making,
Kung Fu
moves?
On. Yes, that's it.
No, I don't think that's in the same genre as the Macarena or the...
Yeah, I didn't either. But I was just trying to
The Electric it. Slide.
Oh, that's really good. That's really good.
All right, for my next selection.
Okay.
Come on. Come on.
Over.
You're not bobbing your head
rated.
Right now?
No, properly rated.
Overrated. And the 9,000 covers of it. Also overrated.
It's phenomenal.
Toto. Go away, Toto. I hear the drums echoing tonight. And she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. Okay, pot it down. Seriously. Okay, let's get to some of the text here, by the way, and Adam, then I want you to chime in. The Welcome Back Carter theme. Does that make you smile, Carter?
Yes, it does. That's John Sebastian, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Do the hustle. Do
no.
the hustle. Yeah. What?
No.
You like Toto and you don't like Do the Hustle?
One of those annoying songs.
Go back to Beijing. Seriously. Brown Eyed Girl.
That was on my list.
I like Van Morrison. That's not the one I go to.
What's your go-to smile Van Morrison song? Because if you're in his band, you're not smiling because he's probably yelling at you.
I know. That's true.
Even though I love
anybody
him.
Anybody else. Oh, he is a grouch, man.
Oh, well, how about his ridiculous comments about COVID recently, too? What's your go-to Van song?
And It Stoned Me.
Of course. I mean, that shocks none of us. Too Hot in the Hot Tub, somebody says. I'm Too Sexy. Let's see. Sailing by Christopher Cross. Ugh, yuck. Are you kidding me? The Benny Hill theme song.
Yakety
Adam, can
sax.
You give me a little bit of that?
Yakety Sax.
Okay. Let's go with the Don't Worry, Be Happy genre, because I'm going to put also in that category Walking on Sunshine. Both are supposed to make you happy. Those songs could be eliminated from planet Earth, and we would solve COVID if we would eliminate those two songs. Cook, what do you think about that?
I think Walking on Sunshine was the next one on my list that I was going to play. So, sorry, you're wrong. Oh, Yakety Sax is fantastic.
That's so good.
Again, that does. How about Happy? Carter, you're rarely happy. Pharrell Williams, Happy.
It's all right.
That's a great song.
Yep. Original Hawaii 5-0 theme song. Yeah. Fine.
Miami Vice theme song. Well, that's a different category of discussion.
Different category.
Theme songs.
But that is phenomenal.
Cats in the Cradle or Rubber Band Man. Two very different songs. Spinners are, will we say the Spinners are underrated?
Well, they're not overrated, so they're either properly or under.
Yeah.
And probably slightly under.
Oh, my God. Somebody said the Chicken Dance. Seriously.
Your
phone needs to be turned off for 2 hours for saying that. How about Here Comes the Sun?
Yes.
Boys of Summer.
Great song.
Great song, but I don't know if it makes me smile.
Smile. What do you got, Adam? Anything else come to mind for you?
Yes. One of the great American actor who is also a musician, John Denver.
Oh, somebody
you mentioned on Twitter, Rocky Mountain High. Look, all mine have, a little high.
honestly, in other words, you're high.
No.
And the song you're talking about getting high.
Or,
so, Dan, we've
take
come
me
up with
home, country roads.
There's a theme that's developing. Yeah.
Yes. I think about Feels So Good, Chuck Mangione on the flugelhorn. That's a good song.
Mm.
You know that one?
I don't know what noise you're
Are we violating copyright right now?
I can't tell. Horn.
Flugel. How about the Three Stooges theme?
No.
Yeah.
How about Shaft? Shaft's a great song.
It's really just the one line, right?
Timberlake, Sunshine in My Pocket. Does that do it for you, Carter?
Sunshine in My Pocket? Is that the name of the song?
No,
the lyric,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good song.
The Feeling. What the heck is it again? What is the Can't Stop the Feeling?
Can't Stop the Feeling.
Yeah. Correct, yes.
Yes. Baby Got Back, Adam.
Nah.
That doesn't make you smile?
Sir Mix-a-Lot? No.
Yes!
No.
Sweet Caroline?
No.
Can Neil just briefly give his thoughts on Sweet Caroline?
We know Neil's thoughts. We don't need to.
Yes. I Got
Sox
You, Babe.
Ruined that song.
Yeah, well, they're not playing much this year. How about I Got You, Babe?
It's not bad.
Not bad. Anything else?
Oh.
I think you kind of peaked after the flugelhorn.
Took a lot
Do
out
that
of
again.
It.
Okay. Just give us a little more, then we'll go to break.
Hey!
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.